From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama heads to Capitol Hill tonight to give a speech to lawmakers on what he wants to see in the health care overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
There are areas of agreement between Republicans and Democrats that President Obama is expected to emphasize. For instance, there's support among lawmakers for policies banning insurance companies from dropping people with pre-existing medical conditions. But there is wide disagreement on whether or not there should be a government-backed public insurance option to compete with insurers in the private market. Republicans have said they won't support it, and liberal Democrats insist they won't support a bill without one. Lawmakers will be listening for whether the president requires that a public option be in the bill to get his signature, or if he cites it only as one of many tools in an overhaul program. The speech is aimed at jumpstarting congressional efforts to move the bill forward after a month of loud opposition has threatened the Democrats' effort. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration says it's very concerned Iran is still trying to build a nuclear weapon. Diplomats point to a new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency. It says Iran already has or is close to having enough nuclear material to make a single bomb if Iranian authorities choose to build one. Iran maintains its nuclear program is only intended to generate electricity for peaceful purposes. The U.S. and other Western countries disagree. A New York Times reporter kidnapped in northern Afghanistan over the weekend has been freed. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Afghan officials say British Special Forces rescued reporter Stephen Farrell from the Taliban in the northern province of Kunduz. The officials say his Afghan translator was killed in the operation. Farrell and his translator were kidnapped by gunmen in Kunduz on Saturday. They had gone there to report on the aftermath of a U.S. airstrike on two hijacked NATO fuel tankers that killed some 70 people. A spokesman for the governor of Kunduz says Afghan officials had warned Farrell not to go to the village of Omar Khail to report the story, but that they went anyway. The spokesman says it's in that village that the two were kidnapped a few hours later. He was the second New York Times reporter in the past 10 months to be kidnapped in Afghanistan. The first, David Rode, escaped from his captors who had taken him to Pakistan. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Crews hope to set backfires today to fight the station fire outside Los Angeles. This should help clear away brush and stop the enormous blaze from spreading. The station fire has been 62% contained, and authorities say fire activity is slowing down, but they've had trouble with strong wind, and that makes the blaze unpredictable. Investigators say it was started by an arsonist 2 weeks ago. Two firefighters have died. The blaze has since consumed 250 square miles. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 60 points at 9,557. The Nasdaq is up 23 at 2,063. This is NPR. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Fred is picking up steam. Fred's strongest winds are about 120 miles per hour, but Fred is less than 600 miles off the Cape Verde Islands, right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and poses no threat to land. Neither does Tropical Storm Linda. That storm is in the Pacific Ocean. It's about 1,300 miles southwest of Baja California. The Federal Reserve Board will release its survey, known as the Beige Book, today. It uses information from business leaders and economists to put together a snapshot of how well the U.S. economy is doing. Daniel Carson reports.
The Beige Book sounds like a dull name, but economists say it helps the Federal Reserve Board gauge the health of the economy based on real-world observations, not just dry statistics. Dean Mackey, chief economist with Barclays Capital, is optimistic about the upcoming report.
We would expect the Beige Book to show some signs of improvement.
Economists are predicting upbeat reports for housing, tourism, and the auto industry. The Washington Research Group's Anne Mathias says the upswing in car sales should boost another economic indicator.
If your neighbor bought a new car, maybe it's okay if you buy a new washing machine. So I think you may see a little bit better reports on consumer spending.
But economists don't expect much improvement in manufacturing or construction. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
At least six people have been arrested in Florida on suspicion of voter fraud. The FBI and Florida authorities are looking into charges that workers for the activist group Acorn put false names on voting registration cards last year. Investigators say that Acorn officials notified authorities more than a year ago of their suspicions. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.